Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's ceremonial head of state, Kim Jong-nam, will lead a high-level Pyongyang delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea this week. Some say the North Korean visit reflects a possible easing of tensions between the two Koreas after months of U.S., South Korean, and Japanese verbal attacks on North Korea for its internationally condemned ballistic missile and nuclear weapons test. Tufts University Korea scholar Sun-Yung Lee tells VOA, "This is an effort by Pyongyang to mesmerize the world into thinking North Korea means well.
And to advance its leverage vis-a-vis South Korea and the United States to get its adversaries to gradually de-escalate, back off, and relax prematurely, that is, sanctions against North Korea, and to buy time with which to perfect its WMD, weapons of mass destruction programs."
The path for the North Korean visit opened on New Year's Day when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signaled his willingness to let Pyongyang athletes participate in what South Korea is calling the Peace Olympics. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering restricting the sale of Venezuelan oil in an attempt to pressure the country to move closer to its constitution. Venezuela is the third largest supplier to the U.S. Tillerson is on a five-nation tour of Latin America. Moroccan rescue services have recovered the bodies of 16 migrants off the coast of Spain. Migrants are increasingly favoring the so-called Western Mediterranean route to reach Europe. So far, 243 people have died and or missing. This is VOA News. Russian jets have intensified raids on rebel-held towns and cities in Syria's northern Idlib province. It follows rebels shooting down a Russian warplane and the killing of the pilot. Witnesses say the pilot shot at the rebels when they tried to capture him. Today marks the 8th anniversary of the New START Treaty signed by then-U.S. President Barack Obama and then-President of Russia Dmitry Medvedev in Prague. Today also marks the deadline for both sides to comply with the limits to the treaty set on a range of strategic weapons, including nuclear warheads and deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nord says there is some good news on that front.
The United States has met the central limits of the New START Treaty in August 2017. We assess at this time that Russia has also progressed toward meeting those limits. We have no reason to believe that the Russian government will not meet those limits as well.
Under the treaty, both sides are to exchange information twice a year on the number of warheads and delivery vehicles and are allowed to conduct on-site inspections to verify each other's compliance. President Trump says a controversial memo alleging the FBI abused its power in probing Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election vindicates him, but that view was challenged by some lawmakers from the president's Republican Party. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart appearing on the Fox News Sunday program.
"This memo has, frankly, nothing at all to do with the special counsel. It was one of the criticisms of people last week and before that who had never seen the memo, who said, you know, this is to impugn the integrity and the work of the special counsel. As you know now, Chris, has nothing at all to do with that. They're very separate. I hope the special counsel will complete his work and report to the American people."
Special counsel Robert Mueller is looking into possible Russian campaign meddling and whether Mr. Trump obstructed justice in trying to curb the probe. President Trump continues to say his campaign team did not collude with Moscow. Belgium is on high alert today as the last surviving suspect of the 2015 Paris attacks that killed 130. Salah Abdeslam stands trial in Brussels over a shootout that led to his capture that happened 4 months after the Paris attacks. Turning now to sports news, the 52nd playing of the Super Bowl of American-style football took place on Sunday night. It was late, and the Philadelphia Eagles defeated the New England Patriots. Final score 41-33. It is Philadelphia's first Super Bowl win after two attempts. It lost to the Patriots in Super Bowl 39 back in 2005.
That's the latest world news from VOA.